Hey, how are you doing? Someone was not able to sleep last night. I know what you're nervous about. The big meeting with the boss is coming in the next couple of minutes, half an hour even, and you don't know if you're going to get a good review. Please, you're going to do fine. You really don't have to worry about it. I'm quite confident that the boss really likes you, and that you are good for a raise pretty soon. I've worked here longer than you have, so I'm pretty sure I know the ins and outs of this company. The schedules of payments, raises, etc. I've seen it, so I wouldn't be worried if I were you. In fact, I would even be pre-celebrating. I might have bought a bottle of champagne on your behalf. Don't get mad at me. Trust me when I say you're good. I have never seen anyone work as hard as you, work as smart as you, and actually come up with good ideas for the company. And I've seen a lot of people walk in and walk out, pretending like they know everything and they can give the best fucking ideas ever, only to be shot down by the boss. But I've never seen the boss as pleased, if I'm being honest. Again, I've worked longer here than you have, so at this point, I can pretty much tell the boss's quirks. You'll be fine. Really so scared still? Oh, you're such a cutie. Here, let me go and straighten your tie up, you silly little goose. There. You're gonna be great. In fact, why don't I help you relax a little bit? Yes. Oh, come on. You have been so stressed lately. You've not been eating so much. You've not been sleeping, and I could tell by the bags under your eyes. So, I think it's due time for a little bit of a little break. A little quickie sesh so that you can forget about the boss for a bit and be reminded of how good. Right, and maybe how good your cock is too. Come on, that's what I'm here for, right? I'm your secretary. I'm here to take care of all of your needs. And right now, I can tell that you need a little bit of a distraction. And I'm pretty sure I can give you the best distraction. What do you think? Let me loosen your tie a bit, actually. You don't look like you can breathe at all properly. But I was right? You don't need to smoke right now. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to look at your laptop for the nth time to double check your report. Double check, triple check, quadruple check. Quintuple check? No, that's enough. You've done what you can, and I'm sure, I'm 100% fucking sure the boss likes you. Trust me. Now, why don't you just sit back, relax, and let your good girl take care of you, huh? That's what I thought. Let me just take these off. Well, it looks like your cock is at least ready for some relaxation. I knew you could never resist me anyways, so relax. You know I've got you always. God, I just love taking care of this cock. And by extension, well, I like taking care of you too. Or you can grab onto my head however you want. Right now, my job is to take care of your nerves. And warm your cock with my mouth. Let my tongue be the perfect little cock warmer. My entire mouth, your perfect little cock sleeve. Because that's what a good secretary ought to be. Of service to your job and of service to your cock. And you know why? Because you fucking deserve it. You deserve a woman whose mouth is open and ready to take care of your cock anytime you need. You deserve a woman who's eager to be on her knees. Eager to fucking please. You deserve a woman who's thirsty for your cock and your cum. No. Hungry for that powerful cock of yours. Eager for the taste of your seed. Needy to have your cock just shoot out all of that sweet sticky cum down her throat. Go ahead and make me gag. You know, I love it even more. Fuck. I love it when you make me choke on your fucking cock. Of course I could take it again. And you know what I love? If your cock twitches while it's down stuck in my throat. Come down my throat. Come down your good little cock horse throat. You know me. Not a single job to be wasted. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, that was good. Oh, yeah. What a mess. Oh. Isn't that just perfect? Feel better now? God. I knew I just have the perfect pick-me-up for you. Oh, let me just straighten up. Anyways, I have even one better way to make you feel better. You know why I think that the boss likes you? I think you've completely forgotten the fact that his secretary talks to me quite a lot. And one time, while she was offering her tight little holes to his big cock, he might have, slipped. Well, they have a very interesting setup. He usually thinks out loud, and when he thinks out loud, he likes fucking his secretary in the ass, so that's just how he goes, I guess. It makes him think clearer when his cock is inside someone else. Anyways, he mentioned very casually that he ought to give you a promotion and a raise soon, and she verily agreed with words like, oh god, yes, oh god, please, yes, more. And I think that was a sign for him to actually give you a raise and a promotion. Very interesting relationship. And I'm not actually supposed to tell you this, but who gives a fuck? There's no one listening in anyways, so it's just between you and me. Besides, if you tell anyone, she's gonna get in trouble, and I'm never gonna have a mouthpiece about your boss again. So if you wanted any important rumors or tips from yours truly, it would be in your best interest to not tell anyone about it. And try not to act too cocky, because then he might be able to tell. So yeah, that's how I know that you are Gucci. Feel better? I know, it's a different situation for them, but you want to try thinking out loud while fucking me one time? I mean, sure, if you can stop yourself from moaning and groaning so much. Yeah, that's the downside of being able to think out loud. He basically acts like a robot throughout the entire thing because he's so deep in his thoughts. When I'd rather you be so deep in my pussy instead. Alright, I'm gonna get going. You go ahead and kick ass.